countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
The NDC and Kerrygold Quality Milk Awards are the All-Ireland Finals of Milk Production. The competition encourages dairy farmers to strive for excellence, and winning the award is a recognition of their effort and achievement. This year, the award went to the McCarthy Farm in Fianna in County Limerick. Michael and his wife, Mary Ita, are farming there with their eldest son, Alex, while their younger son, James, is also helping out. When I called by, it was evening time and all hands were on deck. Michael began by telling me about the herd of dairy cows at the heart of their operation. Do you mind if I follow you?
You can, yeah. No, okay. No
problem. I follow from this side.
Follow from this side, okay.
You might get a splatter.
All right, okay.
Collecting the yard, yeah. Cows are creatures of habit and they like to a routine, and you know, so you try and allow them, you know, their own space and things like that. They have different personalities, like humans, some good and some not so good.
Temperamental,
right. Exactly. But if you allow them to be themselves, I mean, they are pretty well okay. Like, don't abuse them, don't rush them. Give them that time, isn't it? Yeah.
Hi Alex, nice to meet you, how are you?
Well, here I'm at we're just finishing up the evening milking, so another day nearly down. So
Alex, you describe what I'm looking at here.
I suppose we have this parlour now 20 years. It's a 16 unit Delavelle parlour with cluster movers and a few extras, but other than that it's pretty standard, like 16 cows a side. There's a lot flashier ones available now, Marty, anyway, so for us this does the job, like, for the last 20 years, so probably looking at an upgrade soon, like, but for the moment this does the job for us anyway.
So tell me about the dairy herd, how many do you have here?
We're making this year, well, Marty, 170 at peak, yeah. Right. Myself and Mary, I kind of built the herd up to about 120, 125. So when Alex came home about 4 years ago, we kind of made out a plan to move to 170 and over a 4 or 5 year period, which that's probably it now at the moment. Just create the third income. I mean, when the son comes home, no matter, an income has to follow. When I came home, no income had to follow. different times.
Yeah, absolutely.
You lived at home and you got a bit of pocket money and you earned a few pounds here and there, wherever you got it, from local contractors or whatever, but that's changed, and rightly so.
Yeah.
So you have to have a business plan now, you have to have an economic plan, and it has to be viable.
So, Alex, where were you? What were you doing before this? I mean, obviously this is your home and your home patch, but where were you?
Yeah, previously I worked off farm for 10 years, not too far away, for Gears Garage, a John Deere dealership. So, just, I suppose, now I settled down, married, small family, so I think it was the right time to come home and get involved, get one hand in the wheel anyway.
So what was it like coming back to Mum and Dad's farm then?
Mum and Dad always ran a good ship anyway, like, so for me it was just, I suppose, a small expansion maybe just to make the third income, as Dad said.
And can I ask, how difficult was it to make a third income out of this?
Sure, look, Dad.
Look, Matthew, I suppose I always loved economics and accountants and the business side of farming as well. Mm. And basically it was me, the bank manager, put up a business plan, draw down whatever cash was needed to build, and you work out your payments. And look, it worked this time. You have to have a business head as well. Mm. Yeah.
The love of the land isn't enough, really, is it?
No. You can go broke very easily farming. Like.
Yeah.
There was a known sale here one time to win the lot and keep farming until it was all gone. You know. So, like, I mean. That's not sustainable in the long term either. Like, you know, no.
Because this has been home for how many years now?
Alex is the sixth generation to take over. So, it's in our McCarthy name, as far as we can go back to the 1850s.
Wow.
We didn't ask Alex to come home. It was his own decision.
Yeah.
And rightly so. I mean, you either want it or turn your back on it. Like, yeah. You know, so that's. basically, Matthew.
The possibility of the fourth labour unit here.
But James.
He's just finished his Green Cert in Pellenskinry Agricultural College.
Good man, James.
So he's tying with his future at the moment, but I suppose he might look like do like his brother, go away for a while and come back maybe. And so he's our fourth labour unit while he's not in any other employment.
And I'd say you have that love of the land as well, James, that your mum and dad and obviously your brother has.
I do, yeah. I suppose it is better than being stuck inside, like, in an office, like.
Well, I'm with you there, James, because I don't like being stuck in the office myself. There's two of us there. Right, I hear these cattle mooing big time. So what are we going to do now, Alex?
We're going to milk the last one, Marty, I suppose, and let them off the grass. They're looking over their counterparts there, so it's only right to
let them off.
Let them off, milk them and let them off there for the night, so yeah.
So talk to me about winning this All-Ireland title.
When we won, I mean, we were shocked. But, like, we were deeply, deeply honoured.
And the competition itself, what were they looking for? What were the criteria?
Quality milk would be a part of it, but now it has kind of gone on to sustainability and carbon footprint, and they were very strict on sustainability.
I suppose, Matthew, we were involved in what they call the signpost farming. We were one of the signpost farmers, so-called, for the future. Right. Farming has changed and climate action has changed. But look, rather than be pushed, we decided, look, why not travel the road? Maybe that bit slower, but we'll get there. And there's a lot of things in farming that you would have done maybe 20 years ago, you wouldn't dream of doing now.
Yeah.
And that's, I suppose, 5 years ago then we decided, look, drying off cows. Cows are perfectly healthy. Why put antibiotics into? So we're probably 80-85% of the herd now gets no antibiotics whatsoever. Then the other thing we've tried to redo is replant a lot of the hedgerows and look, give parts of the land back to nature, plant a few more trees. And that's where we're involved in that as well. Like, we set out 5 years to achieve that goal as well. Like, so.
But it must give you both great satisfaction, not alone to come through all of this together as a team, which is quite clearly obvious to me, to be now crowned All-Ireland champions and the county of Limerick, same county as the All-Ireland hurling champions. God, I tell you one thing, Limerick is the place to be these days. But it must mean a lot to you guys.
I don't think the enormity of it has set in yet. Do you know, but I mean, meeting you, Marty, was just one of the highlights.
Mary Ita, I can tell you I've been looking forward to meeting you as well. Tell me, Mary Ita and Michael, I mean, what's next? You know, you started this voyage back in the 1980s.
My next 5 years plan, Marty, is to be retired.
You're determined to take a break.
And look, the handover is more responsibility to Alex, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a lot to take on. There's a lot. You have to be the businessman. You have to be the veterinary man. You have to be the grassland manager. And probably plus a few things more with it, like this good woman here does an awful lot of the bookwork. So I can't claim credit for that. So I'm hoping she'll do the bookwork longer than I'll be doing the farming. So
record keeping is very important. We have a very good herd app, Agrinet, and you can do absolutely everything on the phone. You can register births, register heats and serves, put in your medications, your feedstuffs, herd plan. It's everything on it.
Right.
It could be opened anywhere on the farm. All our phones have it.
They'll
never be stuck for anything on any information.
Well, look, you know, it's lovely to meet the McCarthys. I feel I found friends for life, to be honest with you. All-Ireland champions. Limerick. All-Ireland champions. The McCarthys. Well done.
Thank you, Matthew.
And that was the McCarthy family, Michael and Mary Ita and their sons Alex and James. And congratulations to them on winning the NDC Kerrygold Quality Milk Awards. Indeed, as you heard in the report, I absolutely loved my evening with the McCarthys.